Greetings this morning in the name of Jesus. This is Mose once again with the Daily Inspirations, and I've been speaking here these last 6 days. This is now the seventh day, and I trust that you have received a blessing. And I pray that this word that I brought to you would take root in your heart, and that you would give glory and praise to our Heavenly Father, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If there's anything that I said that does not agree with the Word of God, I would certainly invite your exhortation and give me a call, 717-656-9576. I'd appreciate that. And if it has been a blessing, I would also love to hear about that. And most of all, I would pray that you would give the glory and honor and the praise to our King, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, because he alone is worthy to receive our praise. I do not want to take any praise. I do not want to take anything that belongs to Jesus Christ, except for his. I want to be close with his character. I want his character to come out in my life. I want the meekness and the holiness. I want that to come out in my life, and I want to be a blessing to others. So here I am again this morning. Let's just ask God to bless our time this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would anoint my lips once again this morning and pour out your Spirit and grace upon me as I share the Word of God. I pray that I might be able to rightly divide the Word of truth, and that hearts could be blessed, edified, and challenged to go on for the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, Lord God, I commit it to you in the wonderful and the holy name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. This morning, I would like to bring to you Colossians 3:5. Continue where we left off yesterday. And let me just start here. I'm not sure how far I'll read, but mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Did you hear that? These things are idolatry. But God says, mortify. Put to death. Mortify would mean to put them to death. Put these things there. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Put those things away from you. God does not want any part of that in our lives. And so, let's set our heart and let's set our affections on the things of God. I'd like to ask you a question. When you want to listen to a good message, who do you listen to? Who do you listen to? Is it some TV speaker? Is it some TV evangelist? Is it some person on YouTube that you have idolized and you say, well, he's a very good speaker? You know, God is not concerned about being how good a speaker we are. God is concerned about the message that we're bringing. God is concerned that the message that we are bringing is full of the Holy Spirit. And you know, the Holy Spirit cannot be, the message cannot be anointed by the Holy Spirit if the if the person is not walking in truth, if the person is not walking in holiness, the message, many times some of what people call good messages are actually not coming from the Holy Spirit, but they're coming from the evil spirit. It says that the devil goes about as a roaring lion in one case. In another place, it will tell you that the devil goes about in a as an angel of light, and he will deceive many because it sounds good. So let us be careful. Let us be careful who we listen to. Let us be careful what books we read. I think there's a scripture about that that says that know them that labor among you. I didn't study that this morning, but it says know them that labor among you. I believe that not only means that the people that we in our church, but it means the if we are listening to people on YouTube, do we know them? Do we know their lives? It says, know them that labor among you. And so, what I would encourage you, if you want to listen to some good messages, go back and dig up some of the old message, the old messages in the archives at the Charity Tape Ministry. Charity Tape Ministry, Effort of Tape Ministry. They have archives of many hundreds of solid messages, good solid teaching. And you can get that by, I didn't think about digging up that phone number, but I know the phone number by heart from the old, I think this is now two different phone numbers, but you'll get the phone. If you dial this phone number, 800-227-7902, 800-227-7902. I worked in the tape ministry for many years, and that number still sticks in my heart, still sticks in my mind. So I would encourage you to call that number and, or even call, there are many, like I was saying earlier this week, there are also many messages available on the phone that you could just simply dial a phone number and get these messages. The number is 641-715-3800. ID number 141133. So yeah, if you want some good, solid teaching, be sure to dig up those messages. There's titles like Church History, there's Communion, What About It? There's Courtship, there's topics on David, A Man After God's Own Heart, Discipleship. There's the Dordrecht Confession is in here, and there's topics like faith and false doctrines exposed, freedom from depression, God's divine for authority, God's divine design for the home, and there's also messages about hell, not me, I'm Amish, or you could put any other religion in there instead of Amish. And there's a title like Hope for Hurting Women. There's a title, The Role of Demons in Today's Society. Alternative Medicine, Witchcraft, and Sorcery. So yeah, I dial 641-715-3800, General Information 141133. Or if you want a complete list, just give me a call and we can try to get a complete list out to you. So, anyway, who are you listening to? Please like the Bible says, know them that labor among you. And I believe that's talking about the books we read, the messages that we listen to. What are the lives of those people telling us? What are the lives of the authors behind those messages? What are they like? Are they walking in godliness and holiness? Or do they just have, are they just good teachers that are trying to, maybe some of them are actually trying to deceive us, and maybe some of them are not. Most of them maybe are not even trying to deceive us, but because they're deceived themselves, they will also deceive us. So let us be careful who we walk with, who we follow. And like it says here in Colossians 3:5, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when you lived in them. But now maybe you were that way in the past, but now you've repented. But now ye also put off these things, these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Hebrews 1:1 says that God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of God. I talked about that earlier this week, the express image and a penny, how pennies are all the same, and Jesus Christ wants us to be the express image of himself. Or is that who we are? Are we the express image? When people see us, do they see Jesus Christ, or do they see some ungodly person? But it's God's desire that as people see us, that they see Jesus Christ, that we're express images of Jesus Christ. Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus, thy perfect likeness to wear. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art, come thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my own heart. Stamp thine own image deep on my heart. That's my desire. That's where I want to be. Is that your desire? That Jesus Christ would, that you would be the express image of Jesus Christ, and that his sweetness and his fullness, he would stamp his own image deep upon your heart. So, yeah, it's been a blessing sharing with you this week, and my prayer is that you would take this and give glory to our Heavenly Father, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if you want to give me a call, you may do so by calling 717-656-9576. God bless you, and you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Trust that this has been a blessing to you, and name of Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for what you have done. Thank you for bringing forth these messages, and I pray, Lord God, that they may be a blessing to many. I pray that you would have the people call in and listen to them that need it. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just commit these messages into your hand. I commit the work, outworking of these messages into your hand, and pray that your will can be accomplished. So I just ask these favors of blessings in the wonderful and holy name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. God bless you, and you have a blessed day.